The Lord bless you, family. The Lord has given us a beautiful message tonight, and I pray that our hearts will be open and ready to receive His heart's desire. And today is Sunday, the 10th of May, 2015. This morning, Ezekiel had a vision that ties in very much with the Lord's message tonight. And then Ezekiel also had a message from the Lord, so I'm going to share all of it with you. Ezekiel's vision. This morning, eating breakfast, I saw the Lord in the Spirit, getting dressed for a formal event. He was wearing black tuxedo pants and a white shirt with pearl buttons. The tie for his tuxedo was around his neck, but not yet tied. He was wearing black socks, and black dress shoes were off to the side. One foot up on a chair and in front of a dresser with a mirror, he was trying to get his left cufflink snapped. There were other attendants around him helping him. One was brushing out his tuxedo coat that hung from a dressing pole, and the Lord turned and looked at me with a sparkle in his eye and tilted his head with a knowing smile. I said, "What are you doing?" He said, "I'm getting dressed." "For what?" "For a wedding." "Whose?" "Ours." I thought at first he was talking about the bride, the church, to take her to the wedding feast, and I felt a little sad. I could tell he read my thought, and I said, "So it's just going to be a big gathering of a church and all the brides?" "Oh no, don't worry, we will have our private wedding also, as I will with each of my brides. There will be plenty of personal one-on-one time and beautiful lingering honeymoons for each of you with me. Don't try to understand it all. Just receive and enjoy this time we have together. I want you to focus all your thoughts and energy this week on our wedding. This is our wedding week, and I want nothing to hinder or blemish it in any way whatsoever. When negative or curious thoughts enter your mind and in times of temptation," he made a waving gesture with his arm as if he was brushing away those banal things, "use my name and I will sweep it all away. This is a week of perfection and preparation. You're going to be married soon. Enjoy the last minute details of preparing yourself. You're free to hope and dream all the things you've ever wanted in me. Protect this time. I want this to be a week of celebration, our wedding week." My impression was that he wanted us to give ourselves permission to think and dream, imagine anything and everything that could ever be possible with him or in heaven, more than we could ever comprehend. And that was the end of Ezekiel's vision. Then Jesus began speaking with me. "I am indeed dressing for this occasion. This is what I wanted to tell you last night, but I knew you wouldn't believe me, so I kept it to myself. That's why the tears. But we're over that now, and I see you are believing me more than ever before, and I'm pleased with you, Claire." Just as an aside on that, last night I was having some serious temptations and doubting the timing of the rapture and other things. And I really hurt the Lord. So I repented and apologized to him and had Ezekiel pray for me to get me back on track. And it was beautiful. The Lord received me back and gave me the grace that I needed to strengthen my faith. The Lord continued, "It won't be long now, my love. Don't try to translate that into earthly time. Just take it at face value. Okay?" "Okay. I'm feeling excited." "I should hope so. This is the biggest day of your life. Should I be preparing a dress?" "I've already sewn a most beautiful dress for you. But you could adorn yourself with kind deeds done out of love for me. These are wedding presents from you to me," he smiled. Now I see him with one foot up on a chair, and he's tying the shoelace on his right foot. His left shoe is already on. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for forgiving me. For what? I don't see anything to forgive or forgiven. All I see is my faith-filled bride. Oh, how sweet. Well, it's true. I'm going to stay in that place with your help, Lord. I'm always helping you. Didn't you know that by now? Yes. Several times, as an aside here, several times while I was writing these words down, I was tempted to question and have doubts, but I shut them out of my mind the very minute they presented themselves. And I said, no, I'm not going there. Leave. And they went away. I just closed my mind to them and said, uh-uh, I'm not thinking that. And it worked. Jesus continued, I wish for my bride to spend this week adorning herself for this day that she has looked forward to for so long. Little things mean a lot. Wedding presents, being aware of what you can do as a parting gesture for those around you who do not believe. They will remember this week, and they'll remember how kind you were to them, and they will thank me for that. Lord, why do you keep giving me the church in Sardis? He gave it to me three days in a row. He's given it to me, and it concerned me because I've always gotten the church in Philadelphia. And this is what it says, Revelation 3:1, I know your deeds. You have a reputation of being alive, but you're dead. Wake up. Strengthen what remains and is about to die. For I have found your deeds unfinished in the sight of my God. Remember, therefore, what you have received and heard. Hold it fast and repent. But if you do not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what time I will come to you. And so I had asked the Lord, why do you keep giving me the church in Sardis? And he answered me, because there are many among you who are not taking my words with seriousness and gravity and living them to the fullest. I need you to repent for being lax and pay strict attention to what's going on in your hearts. Boot the world out, out, out. Focus on me and our eternity together. Do not bring the world into this sacred place. Put all your doings with the world aside and give me all your available time. Make room for me by putting aside shopping, entertainments, idle conversations, and curiosities. Much is going on in the world this week that is toxic to your souls. It will bring fear into your heart and mind. Oh, how I want you to approach the altar with a pure love and expectation of all that I have for you. I want this week to be a week of spiritual concentration on our nuptial vows. But if you feed on what Satan is brewing, you'll miss it. Your mind will be cluttered and unfit to receive the graces I have in store for you. I will protect you, but you must do your part and shun those things that have nothing to do with eternity. My love, it is not my intention to chastise. Rather, it is my intention to correct the course so you will arrive at the destination. Many are still far too preoccupied with what's going on in the world and their plans for this week, and you are being tempted daily to veer off course. I must say you have done well to ignore those things, to keep trying to snag your attention. Hold to my directions and put away everything that can be ignored and put aside. You'll never regret it. And for the rest, I say, tighten down the hatches and keep the world out. The seas are rough and foreboding. I do not want you lingering there. Stay close to me. Isolate yourself with me and keep the world out of your life as much as you possibly can. I am calling for a week of devotion and drawing close to me. Dream your dreams about what you want to do in heaven. Dare to ask for the impossible and all the gifts you've ever wanted from me. Expect me to hear you and fulfill your every desire. Please, my bride, give me your all this week. Stay out of the news. Stay out of the stores. Stay off the internet. Go into your prayer closets. Pray and seek me above all else. This is my desire for you. Would you give this to me as a wedding present? I am offering you the grace to accomplish all that I ask of you. If you love me, you will obey me. Now, while I was in the other room writing this all down, Ezekiel was in another room receiving a message from the Lord. We had no idea what he was saying to Ezekiel, what he was saying to me, until we came together and he gave me the message, and it dovetails perfectly with my message. And he began, "It is imperative that you absolutely and firmly discipline yourselves this week. Please, my faithful brides, stay away from browsing the internet. Put your curiosities to death. I need you to be preparing yourselves for the most important moment in your eternity. Press into me exclusively. My whole heart and mind, spirit and soul are preparing for our wedding day. Please, beloved, no more of the world. Stay out of the stores. This is not the time to purchase gifts for yourself or loved ones. I need you to be clean for our wedding. Avoid television and radio, magazines, and the newspapers. You've had a lifetime full of that, and I've gone to great pains to purify you from those influences. Yes, my precious ones, do tend to your proper duties and children and work, etc., but only fulfill those obligations that are crucial for the good of another. For example, giving someone a ride to the doctor, or errands of mercy for the sick, the poor, and the elderly. You know what is absolutely necessary and what is not. I will help you and caution you, as well as nudging you to act when needed. In human terms, one preparing for their wedding would be consumed with every detail of the wedding. Please do not be as a church in Sardis, that I would have to come to you as a thief in the night. Strengthen now what is left. Abide in me and me alone. Let all your thoughts and intentions be of me and for me. Offer each day and everything that it brings to me. I will sanctify it all, everything, even your struggles and failures. Give it all to me, and I will make you holy, a bride fit for her king."
Oh, how beautiful you are, my bride, my dove, my heart. Is captivated by your love. Angels dance beneath your veil. We my bride.
Never
rest upon my heart.